And there was an event last night, some are calling the unofficial kickoff to the 2012 presidential race. It was in Iowa, where caucuses start the nominating process every 4 years. And this was the first Iowa forum to feature several potential candidates sharing one stage. It was sponsored by the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition. The speakers argued that even in these troubled times, social issues must play a prominent role in choosing a Republican nominee. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Waukee, Iowa.
There are still no officially declared candidates, but an overflow crowd still packed the huge Point of Grace Church in Waukee to see five Republicans make an early pitch for consideration. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, Atlanta businessman Herman Cain, and former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer. But the first half of the program consisted of speeches not from the above list, but from event organizers and local politicians, full of warnings of their own about the dire state of things in America under President Obama. The Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition's Gopal Krishna talked of spreading socialism and this.
We are concerned that a country that was founded on European-style Christian moral values has now become a multicultural haven for every weird and kinky lifestyle.
Also speaking was Ralph Reed, the longtime conservative Christian political activist. He addressed a debate brewing within the Republican Party about the proper role of social issues amid the fiscal and economic concerns of the day.
My message to the National Republican Party tonight is real simple. If you turn your backs on the pro-family, pro-life constituency and on the values that they stand for, you will be consigned to permanent minority status.
Finally, it was time for the contenders, or at least the ones on hand. Absentees included former Governors Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee. Also absent, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour. Congressman Ron Paul was in Iowa yesterday, but not at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event. This was not a debate. There was no Q&A. Each potential candidate was given roughly 10 minutes to speak. Up first, Herman Cain, a talk radio host and former head of the Godfather's Pizza chain. His basic message, the president needs to do the right thing.
It was not right for the president of the United States to order the Justice Department to not enforce the Defense of Marriage Act. That was not right.
Then came Newt Gingrich. He was low-key compared to Cain. He quoted the Declaration of Independence.
We hold these truths. So what are the truths? That we are endowed by our Creator with certain and inalienable rights.
Former Governor Buddy Romer talked of his anti-abortion credentials, but he used most of his time to talk of the impact of money on members of Congress.
I tell you what they're addicted to. Special interest money. All I want is access money. Wall Street money. Too big to fail money. Union money, bundled money, PAC money, PAC money, PAC money.
His list got longer, long enough to include a critique of the federal subsidies for ethanol, a major source of income in Iowa. Then came Tim Pawlenty.
We need to remember this and always remember it. The Constitution was designed to protect people of faith from government, not to protect government from people of faith.
And the final speaker, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, long a favorite of social conservatives.
I can tell you, I just had a chance to speak to Rich Anderson, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee here in Iowa. And he says, you know, we have been dealing with these marriage issues and abortion issues, and my goodness, is it tough. I've never been through the assault that I've been through. I said, welcome to the club.
65-year-old Dora Lynn Underberg from Waukee was in the audience last night. She said she loved what she heard.
I vote social issues. That's my main thing.
Why?
That's our moral fiber. I mean, oh gosh, I'm so anti-abortion and pro-God in our government and our country.
In the 2008 Iowa caucuses, 60% of the Republicans who turned out to take part identified themselves as evangelical. That majority has not gone away, and last night's event suggested at least some of the prospective candidates of 2012 will make the contest for social issue voters their first order of business. Don Gagne, NPR News, Waukee, Iowa.